It's that time, the Betting Predators podcast, where our main objective is hunting down the best bets for you. I'm your host, Sleepy J. You guys can find me on Twitter at SleepyJ_pregame, joined here by the golf guru, golf fanatic, got Uncle Dave in the house. You guys can find him on Twitter as well at Dave_Essler. You guys can always get us at thebettingpredators.com and on the best sports betting information site on the web, pregame.com. All right, Uncle Dave, here we go. Another Tuesday, another golf podcast. This week we head to Oakdale Country Club in Toronto, Canada, for the RBC Canadian Open. Last year's winner of this event was Rory McIlroy. He returns this year to repeat as champion with 5-1 odds. A favorite for the RBC Canadian Open is Rory McIlroy at 5-1. You guys know how we do this, Uncle Dave and I. We'll go ahead, we'll cover our first round leaders, make a miss to cut, head-to-heads, top 40s through top 5s. And of course, Uncle Dave and I will go ahead, we'll give out our winners. Last week, the Memorial Tournament, not a bad week, but nothing to write home about. Uncle Dave had a bunch of guys in contention to go ahead and cash some decent tickets, but Sunday happened, and Sunday did not go well. Didn't go well for me, didn't go well for Uncle Dave. A lot of our tickets that we had there ended up crashing and burning, and most of those guys that Uncle Dave had pretty much gave us our best chance to go ahead and end up in the green for the week. But we ended up chalking it up as a small loss, and we ended up taking back maybe like 2 or 3 units. So I think it's fair to say that we're pretty much even on the year. We might even be down like a unit or two, but certainly nowhere near out of the fight for the golf season. Uncle Dave, I looked at the weather, and what I saw, temperatures look pretty good for Toronto. Maybe a stray shower or two. Sunday might be the day that we could actually see a little bit of rain, but outside of that, that's kind of what I saw. Did you see anything with the weather that maybe we need to be concerned about?
No, not as far as we're concerned, other than the fact that it's not going to be warm. I mean, I think you're going to see upper 60s most of the week. That will make our mornings in the 50s. And like you, I saw a decent chance of rain Sunday. The only thing that could affect is maybe some of the in-game stuff going on, if we do any, because, you know, if it's raining, and we don't know how much or if even, but if it's raining, I mean, that could make things interesting because – with the U.S. Open next week, they pretty much got to finish Sunday. So, you know, that could be an in-game issue for sure. But as far as we're concerned today, I think the playing field is pretty equal.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Let's go ahead. Let's jump into our first round leaders there, Uncle Dave. I'll go ahead. I'll start out here. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys two. First one I'm going to take is Rory McIlroy, 16-1. I got to wonder what Rory's mindset is going into this week. And, you know, how does he want to start this tournament out? Obviously, he's the returning champion. I think he's won this one 2 times in a row there, Uncle Dave. But Rory at 16-1, I think he comes out of the gates hot. And he's been, you know, his game's completely turned around, you know, the last couple tournaments. So I think he's alive. Now I'm going to go ahead and play Justin Rose at 35-1. I kind of want to avoid some of the bombers this week, but I like Justin Rose. I believe he's 13th in first-round scoring average, and I'll talk a little bit more when I get down the card here about Justin Rose, but this guy's been golfing really well. I think with this thinned-out field, Rose has a decent shot to be a first-round leader, so I'm only going to go ahead and take 2 this week. Justin Rose, 35-1. Rory McIlroy, 16-1. So those are my first-round leaders there, Uncle Dave. What are you looking at?
I don't think this will surprise you or maybe anybody. Nick Taylor, 60-1. I mean, the guy's been cut the last 2 weeks, and he's been hit or miss all season, but, of course, he's Canadian. But I look back, and he's been hitting his irons really well lately. He does have a couple of tour wins. He's actually 26th in shots gained total and a well-above-average putter, and he's 22nd in shots gained scrambling from the rough, which is going to be a big deal this week. So I like him, and, of course, Corey Connors, another Canadian, but he's finished 6th there last year, and that was after an opening round of 71. He shot 66, 62 on the weekend last year. I don't think he's going to want to make the early mistake this year. And both of them, actually, as it turns out, have an early tee time, and they're in the same group. So, you know, I think one of them is going to go low. And after tee times came out, I looked, and I thought you would go here, Sleepy. I was going to throw Patton Kizzire in there with his early tee time at 100-1. I guess I kind of figured you would. But, you know, even my boy Bryce Garnett, he likes this track. He's got an early tee time. That's probably 400-1. But, you know, I might throw Patton in there just because one of us needs to. But definitely Hardy and Corey Connors.
All right, good stuff on those there, Uncle Dave. Let's jump into our head-to-heads. And I have one, and you just talked about this guy. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play Nick Taylor, -140 over Brendan Todd. Taylor, the Canadian, has been talked about this week to maybe potentially be like the dark horse pick of the week. You know, his name's been mentioned, I think, more than a few times by some of the respected golf handicappers. Typically, with a guy like Taylor, who I think everybody would kind of agree, like, he's not a big name. When you hear people kind of jumping on a guy like that, it tends to hold water. And Uncle Dave and I, we typically don't share any of our information before we jump on the podcast. So the fact that Uncle Dave already brought him up, it's telling me that all the talk around Taylor kind of holds water. So I'll follow the masses here on this one. And I don't see anything wrong with Taylor, but I don't see anything, you know, with Todd that makes me think that the talking heads, you know, were kind of wrong with following Nick Taylor here. So I'll go ahead. I'll do that there, Uncle Dave. Nick Taylor -140 over Brendan Todd. That's got to be music to your ears.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, Taylor's won a couple times, and I think he's had 5 top tens just this year. And he's 32nd in the FedEx Cup standing. So, you know, you mentioned that he's not in the news every day, but, you know, maybe he's a pretty live bet here. I totally agree with you. I took a couple. A lot of the ones they posted, you know, as usual, they have guys I like against guys I like, and, you know, I don't want to split hairs. Eric Cole -130 over Nikolai Højgaard. And I'm going to give you more on Cole in a minute because we're not done with Eric. And my second one was Brandon Wu -120 over Will Gordon. And, you know, this is a Hail Mary. Wu is a feast or famine guy, but he gains strokes in every category, barely in shots gained putting, but he doesn't suck. I like Will Gordon, but not here. And I think Wu is favored for good reason. So those are my two head-to-heads, buddy. And, you know, I've been pretty good at those, but I'm due to fail, so follow your own risk.
Yeah, the head-to-heads there, Uncle Dave, for me have actually been something that I've been cashing. You know, I'm not hitting the first-round leaders, the winners, or, you know, a lot of other stuff, but the head-to-heads have actually been pretty good. So hopefully we'll go ahead and we'll cash some of those. We got make and miss the cut there, Uncle Dave. I'm going to throw a dart. I think that, you know, that we earn the right to do that from time to time. I'll go ahead. I'll play Sam Burns to go ahead and miss the cut. Now, I was thinking it was either he's either going to miss or he's going to win this tournament. That I think that it's that stark of a difference. I'm going to lean him more towards miss, even though I think there is a chance that he can win. But you can get +350 on him to miss the cut. I think that, I mean, if I could sit here and try to go through stats and go through everything, but at times this guy will miss cuts when you least expect it. And I think with the big event next week, you have to question, you know, what his motivation is, you know, going into this one. So I'll just go ahead. I'll give that out. Sam Burns to go ahead and miss the cut at +350. Again, that's pretty much a dart throw. But here's a prop that I will give out there, Uncle Dave. I'll give out a nationality prop. And it's going to be Aaron Baddeley +145 to be the top Australian. It's a 4-horse Australian field here. And Baddeley is the best guy right now out of this 4-horse field. So you got Piercy, and he's been miserable. You got Endicott, pretty much the same, and Jeff Ogilvie. These guys have all been actually terrible. They haven't finished near the top 25 in a long time. If you just go through and you look at their stuff, these guys have been cut a ton. And Baddeley, his last two tournaments, T23, T21, he's going to be rested. He took off 2 full weeks. So clearly that's a guy that I'm going to buy here. And I've been really good with these nationality props. I think that this one here should probably be closer to even money. Now, DraftKings has this at +115, but FanDuel has it at +145. So get over to FanDuel, get Aaron Baddeley to be the top Australian for your nationality prop, +145. So that's what I'm going to do there, Uncle Dave. Not sure if you have any make the miss the cuts nationality props, but that's where I'm at.
I don't have any make or miss the cuts. I looked, as you did, and there's probably 15, 18 guys on DraftKings, and, you know, I would probably take Eric Cole -250 to make the cut. And I'm leery of those other props. I have been hitting them pretty well. But last week, I had Hideki as top Asian, and I think it was +350, +400. I mean, that was a nice ticket. And, you know, the dude was leading -7 after Friday night, so I'm figuring, well, we're looking pretty sharp there, and Siwoo Kim was nowhere to be found. Well, we know how that ended. You know, somebody hit me up on Twitter and said, at least it happened, you know, Saturday morning instead of Sunday afternoon. But it's still pretty painful. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have the wheel on all those this week, Sleepy.
All right. Well, we'll take a shot there with Sam Burns. Maybe he'll come through. Maybe he won't. Let's go ahead and let's jump into some top 40s through top 5s. I'm going to give you three here, Uncle Dave, and they're all going to be top 20s. So I wanted to give myself a little bit of buffer with these guys, and they're all 5-1 or better. So I'm going to go right back to the guy I just talked about, Aaron Baddeley. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put him in there. He's at 5-1. I'm going to put Doug Gim in there. He's at 5-1. And I'm also going to go ahead and put Charlie Hoffman in there at plus 650. Gim, he's coming off a T27 and a T19 finish. So not bad. And he was cut twice in a row before that. So it looks like his game is coming around a little bit. And he also took a few weeks off. So I think he'll be fresh and ready. Hoffman, he's been more missed this season than he has been make. But he did take some time off. And I think if his putting comes around, that he actually could be a factor in this tournament. I think with these thinned out fields, you know, these guys at times who were, you know, let's just say decent names at one time or another. And Charlie Hoffman was a guy, you know, going back to prior to his back issues last year, you know, even the year prior, Uncle Dave. I mean, Charlie Hoffman was hitting the board a lot. So you just got to wonder, like, when this guy's going to hit and when he's going to miss. I think that, you know, that he'll be okay. And he has some decent finishes at the Zurich and the Valero with T22, T19. But, you know, after that, it was the Mexico and Byron Nelson, which I think he missed both of those cuts. So a little bit scattered with him. So that's what I'm going to do, Uncle Dave. I'm going to play three guys in the top 20. Aaron Baddeley, 5-1. Doug Gim, 5-1. Charlie Hoffman, plus 650. That's where I'm at for this week there, Uncle Dave. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to keep with my theme of taking Canadians for a little bit here. But I'm going to take them all. I figure if I can hit two of them, I can make money at plus money. Adam Hadwin, I mean, in spite of the fact that he also pissed me off last week with a free fall after a great start. I mean, he's been pretty unremarkable, but, you know, he has had a little time. My stats suggest he's better than he's been playing. He's in the top 40 in driving and in shots game total. He's 14th in total putting. Hits Canada, top 20, plus 190. Most people will probably figure out the fourth one, the fourth Canadian I'm going to take, because I've been on him plenty of times before, Adam Svensson. He's made 8 of his last 9 cuts, the lone exception being the Masters, so I'm not going to ding him too much for that. He's long and fairly accurate off the tee, and he's actually a solid putter. I think he's 19th in shots gained putting. And he's great on long approach shots, and you know, we're going to have a lot of those in the Canadian Open. I don't understand, with his upside, why he hasn't done better, but he does have a win this year. I looked at not too long after that win. He started fading a little bit. I think maybe that's a result of, you know, he's reading his own press clippings or maybe having expectations higher than they maybe should have been. So I'm going to take him top 20 at plus 200. And now we're going to get into the guys you probably don't know I'm going to take. Ashkay Bhatia. I've taken him before. You know, this kid's only 21 and he seems almost forgotten already. But in that Puerto Rican Open and the Mexican Open, he finished 2nd and 4th. And those are two weaker field tournaments, as this one is. This one isn't as weak, but with the U.S. Open next week, there are both guys not playing this week and guys that might mentally already be in Los Angeles. So I can bet him 2 times. I can bet him top 20 at plus 350. I can take him top 40 at plus 115. And the fourth guy I bet here was a guy I mentioned earlier, Eric Cole, top 20, plus 210. He was 5th in Mexico, and as I just said, a weaker field. But he was also 23rd at the Byron Nelson and 15th at the PGA. And then he had a missed cut at the Schwab and a week off. And he's actually 31st in tour at shots gained total, which is certainly a good start. He's a great putter. I mean, his issue is accuracy off the tee. But he's long. And if he keeps the ball in the fairway, he could be a bigger surprise than top 20 this week. So those are my 4 top guys, and I feel pretty confident this week.
All right, good stuff there, Uncle Dave. Let's go ahead. Let's jump into our winners. I'm going to give you one. And I'm going back to the guy that I picked as a first-round leader. Yeah, I really like Justin Rose, 18-1. Being that this is like a new venue for all these guys in a PGA tournament setting, you know, I want a guy that's kind of doing it all right now and in a very good groove, and that's Justin Rose. Uncle Dave and I have been talking probably about Rose for, let's just say, like 3, 4, 5 weeks now, and it seemed like we kind of hopped on him, and I don't know necessarily what wagers we used him in, but it seems like Justin Rose right now is on the right track, and I think that we jumped on him at the right time. You know, with this thinned out field there in the major next week, you know, I'm not sure how some of these top golfers will approach this week. I can only assume that some of them will do kind of like a walkthrough, let's just say like a practice round. But Rose, I think, is actually going to be looking for a win. He's hit the top 25 in the last 4 tournaments, and many of those courses over the last 5 have been actually challenging. So, you know, you really need your game locked in there for the Memorial, you know, the PGA Championship, you know, just to name a few. And Rose, you know, he's come out of the gates hot in these tournaments. He's kept consistent. And like I said in the beginning there, you know, we went through first round leaders. His first round scoring average is very good. So, you know, if he puts himself after day one, you know, in a pretty good spot, at least in line to kind of contend, I feel pretty good with Justin Rose this week. So that'll be my lone winner there, Uncle Dave. Justin Rose, 18-1. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad you threw that out there, Rose to win, because I almost did, Sleepy. You know, I got a lot of information here I want to share. One of the guys I took, you're probably one of us, you know, you don't want this to hit. I took Sam Burns. I don't love that he's only 14-1, but I think it's for a good reason. He's got a great history here at this tournament. And in spite of him sort of falling off the betting map, if you will, I mean, there was a time we would never bet against him. He's still the 14th ranked player in the world, who's 33rd in shots gained total, and he's an elite putter. I mean, the kid's, you know, he seems like he's been around for a while, but he's only 26. He's got 5 wins on tour. He was cut at the Wells Fargo and the PGA, but his other 3 events in those 5 strikes were all top 50s or better. So I think it's a glass half full with Burns. As far as Rory goes, I know Rory's history here. But we all watched him F up my 12-1 ticket last week. And with the U.S. Open next week, I think Rory's either going to right the ship and lap the field, or practice, if you will, on, you know, what he missed on last week, which was a lot. I mean, the top 10, top 20 odds are just probably too pricey for my blood. But albeit, they probably are winners. Another guy I really like here, Tommy Fleetwood. And I had to. I mean, it has to happen sooner or later. He does not have a win in the U.S. And he's a Brit. He's not going to mind the chilly weather. And I do think that's important here, with the fact that this is not a designated event. And a lot of guys just want to tune up, and he won't. And I look back, he was 15th at the Heritage, 5th at the Wells Fargo, 18th at the PGA. I mean, that's a lot of good golf. And then he had a missed cut at the Schwab, which was almost predictable in hindsight. And then he took last week off. And I like this one almost as much as I like any winner I bet on this year. He's also in that aforementioned group with Nick Taylor and Corey Connors early. So I might sprinkle in first round leader at 35-1 as well. And the last guy, you know, people will be talking about a lot this week is Tyrrell Hatton. I did not use Tyrrell Hatton to win, as a lot of people, I think, will. And this is going to sound stupid for a professional bettor. The reason is I simply don't like him. I mean, I know that's not a reason to not make a bet. I mean, but that's where I'm at with him. I mean, he played pretty well. He finished 12th last week, but he still only got 1 win in the U.S. I mean, he's almost been finishing too well lately, hence his short odds. But, you know, with the U.S. Open next week, you know, we don't know what we're going to get. I mean, he's consistently in the money, but not consistently winning. I was thinking that, you know, maybe he'll be, you know, top 5 Rory in some form or fashion lately, because he's had so many good finishes with no wins. But I will bet him top 10 at plus 130. I don't hate him that much to totally throw him under the bus and not make some money. So there's my winners, my friend.
All right, some good picks there, Uncle Dave. Glad you went ahead and mentioned Sam Burns. Like I said, I was thinking that there's a chance that he could end up winning this one. So if he does happen, I'll be happy about that. So there's our picks there, guys. Hopefully we do well this week. I have a feeling Uncle Dave and I are going to end up in the green, and then we're going to end up cashing a big ticket. You guys know where to find Uncle Dave and I on Twitter at SleepyJ_pregame, at Dave_Esler. You guys could always get us at thebettingpredators.com and on the best sports betting information site on the web, pregame.com. With that said, I'd like to wish you guys all the best of luck. Enjoy the games.